I could tell from the gentle way my capsule entered the atmosphere that the captain had laid us down with as near zero lateral vector as you could ask for. I felt happy. Not only a tight formation when we hit and no time wasted, but also a pilot who puts you down properly is a pilot who is smart and precise on retrieval. The outer shell burned away and sloughed off, unevenly, for I tumbled. Then the rest of it went, and I straightened out. The turbulence brakes of the second shell bit in, and the ride got rough, and still rougher as they burned off one at a time, and the second shell began to go to pieces. One of the things that helps a capsule trooper to live long enough to draw a pension is that the skins peeling off his capsule not only slow him down, they also fill the sky over the target area with so much junk that radar picks up reflections from dozens of targets for each man in the drop, any one of which could be a man, or a bomb, or anything. It's enough to give a ballistic computer nervous breakdowns. And does. To add to the fun, your ship lays a series of dummy eggs in the seconds immediately following your drop. Dummies that will fall faster because they don't slough. They get under you, explode, throw out window, even operate as transponders, rocket sideways, and do other things to add to the confusion of your reception committee on the ground. In the meantime, your ship is locked firmly on the directional beacon of your platoon leader, ignoring the radar noise it has created and following you in, computing your impact for future use. When the second shell was gone, the third shell automatically opened my first ribbon chute. It didn't last long, but it wasn't expected to. One good hard jerk at several G, and it went its way, and I went mine. The second chute lasted a little bit longer, and the third chute lasted quite a while. It began to be rather too warm inside the capsule, and I started thinking about landing. The third shell peeled off when its last chute was gone, and now I had nothing around me but my suit armor and a plastic egg. I was still strapped inside it, unable to move. It was time to decide how and where I was going to ground. Without moving my arms, I couldn't. I thumbed the switch for a proximity reading and read it when it flashed on in the instrument reflector inside my helmet in front of my forehead. 1.8 miles. A little closer than I liked, especially without company. The inner egg had reached steady speed, no more help to be gained by staying inside it, and its skin temperature indicated that it would not open automatically for a while yet. So I flipped a switch with my other thumb and got rid of it.